Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues each and every day. We look forward to your calls, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Let me remind you, lest I get busy and forget it. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking today about a subject that I believe we need to recognize and focus on. Then we would realize what is taking place in our nation and around the world. It's called the war against God. The war against God. About every aspect of what we see happening in America today, coming out of the moral, ethical, degenerate, administration today, is a war against God. It's a war against God, against God's church, against God's people. It's against God. It was Dr. Henry Morris back a number of years ago before he went on to be with the Lord. He'd written a book. The book was entitled The Long War Against God. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a long war. It's being waged every day, battle by battle, in issues in which the moral, ethical, fundamental biblical foundations are eviscerated, being destroyed, and wiped completely out. This is the reason it's so important for us to understand Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? That's the reason I'm interested in what's happening today on a global basis. That's the reason I'm concerned about what Joe Biden is doing in his cognitively depleted state, where he is being manipulated and controlled by outside forces that are unelected bureaucrats that's making the decision for the direction of our nation. Our nation is in trouble. Our nation is in the death spiral. Our nation is in a major battle against God and God's word that's being promulgated and carried out by those that are in the Oval Office and the administration as a whole, and multiple governors and mayors and city councilmen across our nation. They perhaps do not recognize it, do not understand it, but it's not a battle against mankind. It's a battle, a war against God. It is a fully frontal attack against God and God's word. You can watch what is taking place. You can see what is happening and the laws that are being promulgated, the rules, the regulations, the guidelines that are being carried out, the executive orders that Biden has made, 83 some odd executive orders since he took office, and each and every one of them, as Tony Perkins so aptly stated, in fact, he said about 60 to 70% of those executive orders are simply against our faith, our family, and our freedoms in America. And aptly put, we could call it the war against God and the war against God's word. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, we're talking about that very thing, the war against God. Perhaps you've got ideas and thoughts that you'd like to drop in on us by way of telephone call and add your dialogue and discussion to the comments today. What we're looking at, we're going to be looking at a broad spectrum of what is happening that are moral, ethical issues, moral, ethical, spiritual issues, moral, ethical, spiritual, and issues that undermine and destroy the warp and the woof that is the actual fabric of our once great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17, 17, where the Lord Jesus himself says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we ought to focus on, the truth of the word of God that ought to be the light unto our pathway and the lamp unto our feet, according to Psalms 119, verse 105. Right page, right column, the last verse in my Bible on that right column. I am concerned, ladies and gentlemen, that we do not recognize what we ought to use as the guidance for what we do and say in society. And I'm saying that, I know, to multitudes that are conservatives, multitudes that are Christians, multitudes that are patriots, but I want us to understand, we can elect all we want to, the very best, the cream of the crop of the politicians, if we call them that, the political people, we can elect what we think is the very best, and it's still not going to get the job done until and unless we turn back to God and honor his word and hold the feet to the fire for those that we elect, and encouraging them and enforcing the fact that we've elected them to honor God and to pass rules, regulations, and legislation that honors God and recognizes our Bill of Rights within our Constitution. It was former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Senator DeMint said, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian church." Ladies and gentlemen, truth is laughed at, mocked at, demeaned today as never before in my lifetime, and I'm still on the short side of 100, but we're finding truth being demeaned and mocked and ridiculed and debated and debased and demeaned and dissed, as the world calls it. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that taking place today, and perhaps you can identify with that. If you've taken a stand for truth, if you sought truth, and you find as you stand for truth, the more you do, the more you're being undermined and attempt to tear down and destroy what you're saying. The left, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democratic Party, are the most genius at that of any part of culture that I've witnessed in my lifetime. They can take what is true, and they can twist it and turn it and make it into a lie and counter it. You recall just a few years ago, starting in 2016, when then citizen Donald J. Trump, coming down the escalator in Trump Tower, announced that he was running for President of the United States of America. From that point forward, President Donald J. Trump was a puppet of Putin. It was the Russiagate scenario, where supposedly everything that was being said by Trump was because he was being promulgated, prompted, pushed, controlled by Vladimir Putin of Russia. And in fact, there was an attempt to remove President Trump from office based on an absolute fabricated lie. Now, John Durham in the Durham Report is just now coming out with the facts that all of that Russiagate lie, that even included the attempt to impeach President Trump, was as a result of a deceitful lie that was carried out, bought, and paid for by Hillary Rodham Clinton and the DNC. And now there's some truth coming out. But ladies and gentlemen, all of that's been covered for the past 5 years by the Democratic Socialist Marxist regime on the left that was claiming that what Trump said about his phone being tapped, about being spied on, was all absolute misinformation. But ladies and gentlemen, I understand President Trump has now filed a suit against the Hillary Clinton and against the DNC for about $323 million. It's my prayer that he will be ultimately successful in prosecuting that lie. But it's because of a lie that was told and promulgated by the media and all of those on the left. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I go back to the point that I dwell on each and every day in the monologue on this for this broadcast, is that for Christians, we need to go back to the fundamentals of what was stated by the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, and may I quote, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day, that ought to be the mantra, the mindset, and the modus operandi for every Christian, is to seek the truth and listen to the truth and learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even if it means our life is at stake. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time has the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions at backup power equipment. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's where the gigantic U.S. flag is flowing 24/7. Find that gigantic flag at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is the address. Find Old Glory flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Ladies and gentlemen, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sundays, allowing you and your family to worship in the house of God, just as God intended it for Christian homes and families. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does with the application as far as putting you in a Christian environment where you're off on Sundays to worship with your family. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a variety of subjects, one subject, but a variety of points that I want to make today during the course of this broadcast. And I'm praying that you'll join in the dialogue and discussion. 904, if you're out of the area code, 904-831-0917. 831-0917, your telephone call goes directly through that we might be able to entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion. We're talking about today war against God. Ladies and gentlemen, as we witness the total destruction, and hear me, it is a total destruction that is on the fast track now of our nation's morals and ethics and Judeo-Christian values, the very foundation of our nation. We're prone to somehow, some way, want to just toss in the towel or quit. So many that's listening to me today, perhaps you've made a determination. I don't care what's happening. As long as I have a paycheck, as long as I have groceries on the shelf, as long as I can have a job, as long as I can get up in the morning and go to work, I don't care what is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the ostrich approach, as it is historically called, burying your head in the sand and pretending that nothing has taken place that's harmful and detrimental. I believe it's time we wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen as moral, ethical people in America, Christians and conservatives and patriots alike, that we need to recognize what's happening. It is time to cease being silent, as I said on one of the broadcasts this week, because we're faced with a war against God. We must remember, ladies and gentlemen, the real battle is not just against the church. The real battle is not just against Christians. The real battle is not just against our firmly held religious liberties and freedoms. The battle against God is what we're seeing today. That's the real battle. That's the essence of it. Those that are doing this battle, those in the Biden administration, those that are his minions that are carrying out what he wants done, those that are falling within the realm of the Department of Defense and the military apparatus that's trying to destroy the lives of Christian soldiers because they want religious exemptions for the deadly COVID vaccination and because they take a stand for morals and ethics and values, they're being absolutely turned out of military today. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast today. We'll be looking at the different tentacles of how we see the war against God taking place. As I stated in the earlier mini monologue, Dr. Henry Morris, back a number of years ago, in a book called The Long War Against God, he made the statement that he was dealing with evolution, and the evolutionary foundation literally is a war against God. Because God created man, man did not just simply come from a blob in the ocean. Man did not evolve. Man did not come as you would throw the pieces of an automobile into a junkyard and all of a sudden a Rolls Royce pops out. You do not find that where there is a person, there's a creator. Where there's a watch, there's a watchmaker. Where there's a car automobile, there's an automobile manufacturer. And God is the one that made us, not we ourselves. God is the one that created us. We did not evolve. And that was the premise that Dr. Morris was basing his book, The Long War Against God. He was basing the premise on the fact that we have that war against God, trying to come against God by man, saying that man pulled himself up by his own bootstraps, and man is here today because of man's genius and man's ingenuity and ability to do as he pleases. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you've noticed in some of the ways today, everything that's contrary to the moral, ethical foundation can be traced back to a conflict with the Word of God. Remember in the days of tribulation, future tense. By the way, when I talk about the tribulation text found in Matthew 24, in Luke chapter 21, and Mark chapter 13, it's the eschatological prophetic text in the Gospels. When we study those, ladies and gentlemen, that which is taking place is after the rapture of the church. If you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you won't be here. I won't be here. Of course, the world will not miss us, because now the war that's taking place against God and against God's church and against God's people, there'll be the ultimate sigh of relief with the world that says, finally, these that have caused us so much trauma and so much trouble, that's challenged our rules and regulations, they're finally out of here. But ladies and gentlemen, the point that I want to make is everything that's contrary to the moral, ethical foundation can be traced back to the conflict with the Word of God. Remember, in the days of the tribulation, the Bible says that the Antichrist will curse God, the name of God, Revelation chapter 13, 6. In the days of the tribulation, the Antichrist will blaspheme. That word blaspheme means to curse. That the Antichrist, the one that's coming against Christ, the one that is the ruler, the lawless one in the days of the tribulation, he will curse the name of God. He will curse the house of God. He will curse the people of God. And today we find, ladies and gentlemen, that very same push taking place. We see the precursor of what will happen after the rapture of the church. Let me remind us, the next thing on the calendar of God is the sudden seizure, the rapture, rapturus, the sudden snatching away. And by the way, for those that are disbelievers, those that want to challenge the doctrine of the rapture of the church, study your scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, there's a sudden snatching away. It's the Latin word rapturus. We get our word rapture. It means the sudden seizure, the sudden snatching away. It is absolutely a biblical doctrine. For those that do not believe in the rapture, multitudes in what is called the Calvinist group of believers today, they disallow the rapture. They disavow and disbelieve the thousand-year millennial reign. They say the thousand-year millennial reign is taking place today, and that is not true. We must look at the Bible in a chronological sense and understand it. But after the rapture of the church, the man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene. We're seeing the world stage being set today for that to take place immediately after the rapture of the church. But ladies and gentlemen, we're finding today the push to have everyone embrace, everyone celebrate, everyone approve the sodomite agenda, the LGBTQ agenda, that will destroy the morals, the ethics, and the values of our kids today. And we've had it, ladies and gentlemen, for several generations now. In fact, I've said before, and I'll tuck that in at this point, I have a major mega book, about 780 pages, called The Homosexual Network. And the Homosexual Network was written in 1978. And they have had a goal of forcing America, forcing the world, to celebrate and to embrace their lifestyle. Their goal was to break down the wall between the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ and the sodomite agenda. And we're finding that today because, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you an event of where we're going. Today, across the nation, every mainline denomination in America, every mainline religious denomination, in some form or some fashion or to some extent, they have embraced the Sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ lifestyle. Disney is the latest one, ladies and gentlemen, that we find today that has the attitude that they can brainwash our boys and girls, that they can allow the pedophiles to fondle and touch our sons and daughters when they're there. In fact, when they're there, speaking of when they're at Disneyland, Disney today, ladies and gentlemen, their goal, according to the CEO of Disney, is to have 50% of all their shows and all of their plays and all of their acting and all of their movies, 50% of the characters to be focused on the LGBTQ sodomite element of society. I say defund Disney. I say boycott Disney. I say to each one, as I've said several times this week, do not. I plead with you, I urge you, I beg you, ladies and gentlemen, if you have dollars in your pocket, understand that God put them there. God provided you with the health and the breath and the heartbeat to go out and work and to earn those dollars. So God is the one that placed those funds in your pocket. Don't you dare take those funds out of your pocket and buy a season ticket to Disney to go and to destroy the morals and ethics and the values of our sons and daughters. Don't you dare take your annual ticket, shred that ticket. Do not buy a ticket and put on your face, put on your social media account, whatever platform you use, and email and text. Let everybody know that you have withdrawn from Disney, that you're not spending a dime at Disney, you're not wasting God's money on Disney, and you recommend that your friends do the same. I'm looking at articles as Tucker Carlson reveals what's really pushing the transgender activism today. He says, look behind the explosion of the transgenderism agenda in America and you'll find money or the lust for it, according to the Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Money for the activist organization who lobby, money for the pharmaceutical industry players who make and sell the chemical castration pills, money for the unions who enlist teachers to promote the far-left ideology, and much, much more, Tucker Carlson says. Here's the essence of the article. If DeSantis, who signed the law into in his state on parental rights education, which requires school districts and boards to adopt procedures that comport with the certain provisions of the law for notifying students' parents of specified information, requires such procedures to enforce fundamental rights of parents to make decisions regarding the upbringing. The upbringing and the control of their children, prohibit school districts from adopting procedures or student support forms that prohibit school districts' personnel from notifying parents about specified information or that encourage students to withhold from parents such information. Prohibit school districts and personnel from discouraging or prohibiting parents' notification and involvement in critical decisions affecting student mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Prohibits the classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity in certain grade levels. Requires school districts to notify parents or health care services, authorizes parents to bring action against the school districts to obtain declaratory judgment. It provides for the additional award or injunctive relief, damages, and reasonable attorney fees to call for the cost to certain parents, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes into detail about how this new law in the state of Florida, it was House Bill 1557 that became it was approved by the House and the Senate, and it became law when Governor DeSantis signed it, signed 1557. It is law now. And as a result of that, it's gotten the sodomites across the nation. It's got the sodomite attorney generals. It's got the sodomite mayors and governors all upset about the fact that in the state of Florida, our kids are protected by law. Our children are protected from the onslaught of the Disney mentality of brainwashing the students, our kids, into believing that somehow, some way, because they might have picked up a baby doll or because they might have asked a question that is viewed somehow as a question from a girl, then somehow, some way, that they need to go into transition. It's a horrible thought, ladies and gentlemen, that would take the Word of God, where God's Word says, male and female created He them, Genesis 1:27, and somehow, some way, extrapolate and say that we've got 60s or 70s or hundreds of different genders, and so therefore gender is fluid, and you can be whatever you want to be. Biden has already instructed the INS, the Department of Immigration Services, to take the question off about male and female, so that there is no gender required to be shown on an application for a passport today. Biden administration is removing everything that would relate to gender. And now, going back to Disney, Disney formally said when they would open a show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and they would announce and recognize Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse today. I reckon they'll call it Mickey and Mickey or Minnie and Minnie and not Mickey and Minnie Mouse today. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article here that says Disney hires, listen, it's not just my talking about boycotting Disney and funding Disney. It's on a national scale today, and it has become such a large mantra to defund Disney and to cease going to Disney. You know what Disney's done? They've gone out and hired a public relations individual, a former scab out of the Obama administration, to be their spokesperson. Here's an article. Disney hires Obama aide to stop the boycott. It is. It was datelined about 20 hours ago. Disney has found itself on the losing side of the political battle over Florida's anti-groomer bill that Governor Ron DeSantis has now signed into law. So the pro-pedophile corporation, you notice Disney is now being registered or called a pro-pedophile corporation, has turned to Michelle Obama's former communications director to be their top spokesperson and to help stop the bleeding. She was hired yesterday, end quote. In the last 2 weeks, Disney has found itself facing a growing backlash by parents, fueled by social media memes calling for the boycott of the corporation. A small campaign has turned into a nationwide movement to cancel Disney over its pro-pedophile stance. So there's a lot of bleeding for Christina Schake, S-C-H-A-K-E, to stop. That's the one that's been hired. In addition, a series of internal training videos leaked to the public and unmasked by the LGBTQ pedophile agenda of Disney, not to mention Disney's long history of, listen, the Disney's long history of hiring pedophiles, a history that is so long, so extensive, that's impossible to call it unintentional. And I'm looking at screenshots, and one of the screenshots says, Disney Channel hired convicted pedophile Brian Peck on the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody 1 year after he was released from prison. It goes on then to talk about that. Says Disney has had employees arrested for child sex crimes in 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and also in 22. In other words, at least once a year for the past decade, Disney has had an employee arrested for pedophilia and fondling the kids from parents bringing their kids to Disneyland. This article says, were Disney executives hiring convicted pedophiles deliberately for the last decade or more? Why would they do such a thing is the major question that this writer is asking. And in the extensive article, it goes on to point out, Stephen Wilder Stiegel, convicted for grooming online, then molesting a 14-year-old girl, served only 6 months in jail. In 2013, his next acting job was Disney. So let's summarize, this writer says, Disney response to being labeled a pro-pedophile is not the issue to issue a public apology, but to double down and hire top echelon Obama administration flacks to organize the defense. And what could the defense strategy possibly be in the face of so many facts and leaked company videos? Well, the strategy memo has gone out to the corporate media to call the entire fiasco a Republican conspiracy. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen. The fact that Disney has been caught as being an open pedophile organization now, because people are saying, we don't want your tickets, we're not going to Disney anymore. Now, Disney's PR campaign is to say that it's all a Republican strategy, a Republican conspiracy. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue our dialogue and discussion today about the war against God. What we're seeing is an actual frontal war against God and God's word. We've got 1 minute top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back to face the issues.
The Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.